You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's February 20th, 2025, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in 15 minutes, or your next podcast is free. Thank you very much for tuning in today. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about Tiny Terry's Turbo Trip. But first, let's check out some of the gaming news this week. And it turns out that Nintendo wants more of your dollars. As they begin to plan their transition from the original Switch console to the Switch 2, Nintendo is getting rid of two of their popular cost-saving programs. First, they'll be discontinuing the Nintendo Gold Points program as of March 24th. This is the system that awards you points for your game purchases that you can then later redeem for money off of other games. It's basically a 5% back program. And I used it, you know, quite a bit when I was looking for, like a less expensive indie game or something to play. I would use that program quite often. In fact, I just recently, I used it on the game that I'm talking about today. I got Tiny Terry's Turbo Trip for half off using those points. And second, they announced that the Nintendo Switch Vouchers program, which allows you to get two first-party games for $100, will not apply to games which are Switch 2 exclusive. Presumably meaning that, for now, if a game is cross-platform, you would only be able to use a voucher for the Switch 1 version of the game. I also used this program a couple of times. It was a nice way to get $20 off if there were, you know, two newer Switch games that I'd been looking at. My guess is that they might be working on some sort of replacement for one or both of these programs. It was a really nice consumer-friendly way to reward people for spending their money on Nintendo games. And I'd love to see it continue in some form or another. All right, so Tiny Terry's Turbo Trip. It's a great name. I heard about this game last year on the Nextlander podcast. Vinny was saying that he and his kids were really enjoying it, so it's been on my radar for a while. And then just last week, I saw that it was recently released on the Switch and the PlayStation 5, I believe. So I figured, what the heck? This is as good a time as any to finally check it out. So Tiny Terry comes from developer Sneckflat, whom I'd never heard of before. And looking online, it seems they had one other game come out, Whoopo, back in 2016. And if I had to try to sell you on this game in like a single sentence, I would say small-scale, open-world platformer with a SpongeBob vibe and Nintendo 64 aesthetics? And I mean that as a compliment. I'm having a lot of fun with this game. It's exactly the kind of silly, dumb fun that I kind of need right now. So you play as Terry, a young kid whose parents left him home alone to attend summer school while they went off on vacation. And Terry decides that instead of focusing on his grades like he's supposed to, he's going to go to outer space. Why? Because. Just because. If you're looking for any kind of logical reasoning in this game, you'll be disappointed. So he wants to go to space. Terry decides he needs a car to get to space. Does Terry know how to drive? Does Terry have a license? Can a car get you to outer space? The answers are no, no, and we'll see. So he gets a job as a cab driver, a job that he absolutely ignores while he attempts to upgrade the taxi so that it can somehow get him into space. See what I mean about SpongeBob? That's a total Patrick move right there. So to upgrade your car, you'll need to collect junk, which you'll find scattered all over the city of Spanklewater. The city is, I guess, you would call it open world, but it's not all that big. It's more just like one pretty large level. You can drive from one into the other of it in just a couple minutes. You'll also earn junk by doing chores for the various citizens. Chores like bringing stolen cars to one of your classmates so that his dad can sell them, which he explains to you is not a crime because it's not stolen once somebody else pays for it. Or playing a round of bumper cars against someone who doesn't like you driving around in your fast car because he says that totally steals his vibe. And the vibes are really what elevate Tiny Terry from, you know, a silly little platformer to one of my favorite indies that I've played recently. The game is just plain funny. Part of it is the visual design, which is a little bit SpongeBob, but more off. You know, like there's just the way the characters look with their big stupid grins and their eyes, which are not quite symmetrical. And the writing is good. I'm a big fan of stupid comedy, and this game is dumb. Not really like the over the top dumb, like Thank Goodness You're Here. You know, it's not nearly as British. It's more dry, sarcastic kind of a sense of humor, which I like. You know, and it's like all the characters were left in the car a little bit too long with the windows rolled up. You know what I mean? Like they're all just a few nuggets short of a happy meal. It's really good. So, you know, you'll be running all over town, collecting junk, earning money, and upgrading your cab. And along the way, you know, you'll be taking part in all sorts of nonsense. You'll be playing orange ball with some local kids. Orange ball just pretty much being 2-on-2 soccer. Controls aren't great on that one, but I kind of got the hang out of it a little as the game went on. You can go to shops and buy new junk and new hats. Everybody likes getting new hats in a video game. And you can cash in on your lifetime supply of beach fries, which are excruciatingly salty. There's lots and lots to do, and most of it is very dumb. As much as there is to do, though, the game's not, like, crazy long. You can do most everything probably in, you know, under 5 hours. But I think that's really a great, perfect length for this kind of game. It doesn't overstay its welcome. Tiny Terry is a genuinely funny game, which is not something I can say about a lot of games. Comedy is hard in video games, but it's silly, absurd, and filled with wonderfully idiotic characters to meet. My favorite of which is definitely Bernie, who you meet at the beach. Seriously, go talk to Bernie and keep checking up on him. It's totally worth it. On my old podcast, I used to tell a lot of, well, let's just say humorous bathroom stories. But when I started this new show, you know, I made a sincere effort to be more mature, you know, more grown up. But I do got to share this one story. So I'm at work and I need to use the bathroom. So I head to my, you know, go-to spot, my designated Target, and I claim the nice big stall. And while I'm in there, I hear somebody come in to the bathroom and they try to open the stall that I'm in. There's two stalls in there. And, you know, that happens, whatever. after unsuccessfully getting into my stall because, you know, it's locked, he starts like banging on the door. Like, bang, bang, bang. Is there someone in there? And I'm like, yeah, it's occupied. You know, why the hell else would it be locked? So he goes into the other stall next to me, and he's in there, and he's cussing and going on, whatever. And I'm on, like, you know, ante five and a round of Bellatro and rocking a solid set of Jokers, so whatever. And he's bouncing around in there, and it seems like he's changing clothes or something, which, you know, there's got to be a better place to change your outfit than a public bathroom stall. And after a few more minutes, you know what he does? He says to me, are you almost done in there? Really? I've been pooping a long time. Plenty of times in a public space. I have never once been asked while in a stall if I had completed my transaction yet. That takes a lot of guts. That's ballsy. So I reluctantly said, yeah, and very slowly wrapped things up, defeated the boss blind, and exited the stall. I could tell by looking at the guy, though, that he was a few cards short of a full deck, so I decided to let it go. But, man, don't ever ask the person in the stall next to you if the eagle has landed yet. It's bad etiquette. There's no real classy way to segue from that, but I'm just going to do it. The last thing before this week, before I go, I want to squeeze out some positive vibes. Good mojo going out across the ether to the folks at 6-1 Indie. If you are unfamiliar with their game, they are a group of lovely people who spread the word of indie video games. Their two biggest productions are the 6-1 Indie Showcase, which shows off lots of rad indie games, the next of which is airing on May 22nd, I believe, and the Indie Game Awards, which air every December. It can be really tough to get the word out about a great indie video game when, you know, all the big AAA big boys are usually sucking all the air out of the room. So the work that Kyle, Mike, Becca, and the rest of the crew are doing is very cool and very important. And they're going to make sure you know about the next Outer Wilds or Tinykin or Tiny Terry. So go check them out. They're on Blue Sky and Instagram and, I don't know, Snapchat maybe. It's good stuff. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch new episodes of the show Thursday mornings wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and also YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. You can also find me on Blue Sky if you want to chat. And if you have a question or comment, you can leave me a voicemail at speakpipe.com/sidequest. So until next time, be well and happy gaming.